All right, well, the Lord be with you. What a glorious day to be with the body of Christ and to worship and to praise our Lord and our Savior today. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Father, we come to you today with grateful hearts to celebrate the fact that your Son has risen from the dead. That our Savior is a living Savior, and we have victory in Christ Jesus. So as we come to hear this message now, prepare our hearts. Father, let your Spirit lead me, and let your power and your presence be felt in our midst today. We love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles with you, would you please turn with me to the 28th chapter of Matthew. The 28th chapter of Matthew, and it's going to be verses 5 and 6 that I'm going to read for us today. And it says, "But the angel answered and said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay.'" This text gives one of the most powerful statements in all of Scripture. It tells us, he is not here, for he is risen. Amen. Jesus is alive today. He rose from the dead, and he is no longer in the grave. We can celebrate because there is an empty tomb that occurred 2,000 years ago. Does the resurrection excite you today, church? It should, because it is the greatest news in all of history. The resurrection confirms the fact that everything that Jesus promised us, everything that he foretold, it was all authenticated and affirmed on our day of victory, which is the resurrection of Christ. And this resurrection, as the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, it is what is essential for us to have the gospel message. So because of the resurrection, we can now rejoice in the gospel of Christ. That means because of the resurrection, our faith is not empty. Our faith is not in vain. It is not futile. Our faith is true, and we can rejoice in that fact. The gospel message was affirmed by the resurrection. And this is one of the most well-attested facts in all of ancient history. There are four specific facts that all historians virtually agree on. And that is the fact that Jesus of Nazareth existed, that he was sentenced to death by Pontius Pilate and crucified by the Romans, and then on the first Easter Sunday morning, his tomb was open and empty. And then the fourth is that his disciples and many others began to have eyewitness testimony of the risen Christ. There is good reason to believe that Jesus is risen. And that means that everything that Jesus promised us comes along with the resurrection. And that is why the resurrection is so valuable and so significant for the believer today. It's just as relevant today as it was 2,000 years ago. And there was a song that we sang today, "Because He Lives." And because He lives, there come some important things for us as believers. There's some promises that come with that fact. And the first one is, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. See, with tomorrow comes uncertainty. It comes new challenges in our lives. None of us know exactly what is going to happen tomorrow. But because of Christ, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Christ is with you. If you are a believer in Christ, then that same Spirit that rose him from the dead is living inside of you. So because of Christ, there is nothing that we cannot face. There is nothing that can conquer us. Because we can confidently face tomorrow and the uncertainties that come with it, because we have a living Savior and a living Lord that is with us. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Jesus has conquered the grave. One of the scariest things we can think about in this life is death. But Jesus conquered death. The greatest thing that we can fear, we have no reason, no basis to fear it any longer, because Christ conquered it. And you are an heir to the kingdom. If you are in Christ, you are a son and a daughter of the King. So you are an heir, and you will be in His kingdom because you have obtained eternal life. I know sometimes we think of eternal life as something that is way on in the future. But if you are a believer, if you have trusted in Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have eternal life now, today. You possess eternal life. From here on out, you will be with Christ because of what He did. And there should be no reason to fear. And that is why we need to remember that we have been spiritually resurrected. The resurrection of Christ brings a spiritual resurrection. You have been made new, a new creation in Christ. And that is why the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:55 says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" See, death, the pain of this world, has nothing on a believer. Because we are in Christ Jesus. Because He lives, He holds the future. God has a plan for your life. If you ever have doubted that, I want to remind you that He is the one who created you. He knit you in your mother's womb, and He is the one who sustains you. The reason that you have life today, the reason that you are breathing today, that's not by chance. The very fact is because you have a living Savior, a living Lord, a living God who is giving you the ability to live, to breathe today. And it says in Acts 17 that He has preappointed your places and your dwellings. He knows where you will go, and He has a purpose for your life. And He plans for your future, a future resurrection. See, our resurrection isn't just spiritual either. There is one day for all those who have fallen asleep in Christ that they will be physically raised. So if we are to pass from this earth before Christ returns, there is a guarantee of a future resurrection in which we all will be brought with Christ our Lord, and we will reign in His millennial kingdom, and we will have eternal life, and we will have peace. And Revelation 21:4 says this, "He will wipe away every tear from our eyes." And there will be no more death, no more sorrow, crying, or pain. So our future as a believer, because of the resurrection, is very bright. We have a very bright future in Christ. And then the final thing that I want to leave us with is this. Because of the resurrection, because He lives, life is worth the living. The resurrection gives us a purpose and a hope because of Jesus. And I know some of us during this time of the pandemic, it can be easily a temptation to be discouraged at this time and to think that maybe God has not been with us, or that He's not in control. Well, if you're someone that is doubting that or thinking that because a church building is empty, that for some reason that we are going to be discouraged or that God has left this place, I want to remind you that emptiness does not mean hopelessness, because we had an empty tomb, and that empty tomb did not declare hopelessness. Instead, that empty tomb declared victory. So emptiness can mean victory. God can redeem anything. including this time that we are having together. And I think this is an exciting day to celebrate Easter morning with you all. And I think that God has allowed us to do something very unique today with a drive-in service. God can use anything, and He will redeem even the worst situations. And He assures that through His resurrection. So, our identity now, you church, you are victorious in Christ. I want you to remember that fact. I don't care what the world says about you. I don't care what you go through or how many times you may fail in your life. If you are a born-again believer in Christ because of the resurrection, your identity is nothing but victorious. You have victory in Christ Jesus. And this should be our life anthem as the church. I want you to be bold in this fact and say to yourself that we are victorious because He is risen. So you are victorious. And now I want to challenge you all, church, today. Whenever we leave this place, I want you all to go and proclaim the fact that He is risen. Because that's what the women did once the angel told them. It says they went to go tell others. I want you all to go do likewise today. Go on your social media platforms, and I want you to proclaim He is risen. I want you to give someone a call today or a text and tell them He is risen. I want you to tell your family, your friends, He is risen. Anyone that you may come into contact with as you're traveling at this point. I know we might not be going to certain buildings today, but if there's anyone you come into contact with today, I want you to let them know that He is risen. And that you, because of what He did, are victorious because of that fact. So, because He lives, we can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because He lives, He holds the future. And because He lives, life is worth the living. Now, if you have your communion with you in your cars, and you'd like to get those prepared, now is the time that we'll partake of communion together. And what's so wonderful about communion is that it allows us as the body of Christ to commune with our living Savior and commune with one another. And communion proclaims the gospel message as well as affirming the resurrection. See, what communion does is the bread represents the broken body of Christ that was broken on our behalf. And then the juice represents His shed blood for our sins that was shed on the cross. And it says that whenever we partake of this, we proclaim His death. But there's something else about that statement, until He comes. See, it's inherent that though He died for our sins, we are promised the fact that He will return. So when we partake today, we proclaim the gospel message, but we remember that He rose that very first Sunday of that first Easter. He rose and He is coming back for His church so we can rejoice together, we can commune together, and remember He is victorious. So I'm going to lead us in the Lord's Prayer today. If you'd like to join with me, church, and then you are free to partake, and then Ryan and Brittany will come up, and then they will lead us in one more song of praise and worship together. And then after that, the people that are helping with directing traffic, they will help you guys lead out this way. So let us say the Lord's Prayer together today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You may partake.